Dr. Oliveros, for September the 14th of the year 2023, the first patient is Don Anderson. The last name is A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. The patient is a 94-year-old. White male that is following the clinic because of the presence of the CKD stage 3B. In the latest laboratory workup that was done on September the 7th of 2023, there is evidence of a creatinine that is 1.6, a BUN that is 42, and the patient has an estimated EFR that is 40 mLs per minute without evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 180 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is bothersome. He says that he has a lab coat syndrome, however, has remained always elevated, and I think that it's time for us to readjust the medication. We are going to switch him from losartan to Lotril, which is a combination of amlodipine and an ACE inhibitor. Lotril 5-20, one tablet per day. The patient is supposed to take the blood pressure before he takes the Lotril, and we are going to communicate with the patient to make adjustments if necessary. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. This time, the triglycerides are reported 500 milligrams, which is most likely associated to the juice intake and fried food. Rather than treat him with a medication, I'm going to see if he can change and modify his diet, which is the right approach. In any event, he's going to see Dr. Rockies in about a month. I'm going to send the copy of the laboratory workup so he will reevaluate this hyperlipidemia. Following number, BPH without any major problems and has been controlled with administration of tamsulosin. Following number, the patient had a skin cancer in the left dorsal aspect of the hand that was removed by the dermatologist. Two surgeries were necessary. The patient is recovering. Now I'm going to see him in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 5 minutes.